learning the sugya in Nida Daf Samach of Tliya. Tliya in the case where a woman lends out her garment to someone else, she gets it back, and after she wears it, she finds a kesem. And the question is, can she be tola in the shoelis, as we called her, the woman who borrowed? And basically, we have a principle here called tolin esakilkol bimakulkol, meaning if that woman who wore the beged was already tmeya, and that could happen in many different, you know, permutations, different scenarios. It could be, for example, that she saw today. It could be that she saw yesterday. If she saw today, she's what's called the Shomer Yom Keneged Yom Berishon Shalom. If she saw yesterday, she's a Shomer Yom Biyom Sheni Shalom. Could be that she saw sometime during the Zayin Nikim. Or could be that she saw at the end of the Zayin Nikim, but she hasn't yet gone to Mikvah. Could be that she's a Nida. Could be that she's a Balas Kesem. And in all these different cases, the issue comes up as to whether or not the Balas HaChaluka, the one who owns the Chaluk and got it back, whether she could be tola on this woman who borrowed it, the Shoeles, who fits into any of those different categories that we mentioned before. So the last thing that we spent a lot of time on was the Mishnah LeMelech. Let's just quickly review the Mishnah LeMelech, and then we want to see that the Levush argues against the Mishnah LeMelech. According to the Mishnah LeMelech, it's okay to be tola on the Shoeles if she's in the midst of counting Zayin Nikim, but if she's completed the process of counting Zayin Nikim, she hasn't yet gone to Mikvah, then says the Mishnah LeMelech, we do not apply the principle of Tolan Esakilkul B'Makulkul. Despite the fact that she, the Shoeles, is Tmeo, but nevertheless, she has completed that Tumah with the counting of Zayin Nikim. That tumah is paka, it's complete, it's terminated. And now if you'll be tola on her, based on this kesem, you'll be imposing upon her a brand new tumah. And the rules of the game are that you can only be tola this kilkul on a makul keles within the context of that same tumah. But if you're through the tliya, you're going to be imposing upon her a brand new category, a new tumah, then that's not acceptable, that's outside the bounds of Tliya. And we pointed out last time that the Levush disagrees. So let me just read to you the Levush. The Levush says that, and this is all brought down in the Sidri Tara. I don't know if somebody could help me out here just to save time. Again, I don't know if anybody wants to do that for me, but just the back is the Sidri Tara. Again, we're looking in Simon Kuf Tzadi, and we're looking for Sifkat Nayin Ches. Ayin Ches, that's in the Sidrei Tara, Ayin Ches. You have to flip around a couple of pages because this new edition is a slightly different system, but you'll find it in Ayin Ches. And again, just before we mention the Levush, let's just reiterate that Tosas Ashita, and that's how the Marsha defines it, is that you can always be Tola B'Makulkal as long as you're not adding another element of Kilkal. And therefore the Marsha says that if she's not yet gone to Mikvah, even though she's completed her process of counting Zayin Nikim, then as long as she's Tmeo, we could talk about Tliya. And therefore, to reiterate the Marsha says that Kol Zman Shanida Lo Tovla, as long as she hasn't gone to Mikvah, Tolim Ba. And this is going to be the segue into Levush. Thank you so much. Ayin Ches. So he says the following: Kasav b'sefer Mishnah LeMelech, Yisurei Bia Perek Tes Halacha Chav Tes. The Mashma min Loshen Amachaber. The Mishnah LeMelech wants to be medayik from the language of the Machaber. Me the Kasav, when he brings down the Halacha of Tliya, he writes Soferes Zayin Shalot Tovla. That's the language of the Mechaber. Soferes Zayin sounds like she's in the process of counting. Ha Im Tovla Bishvi Eino Tolaba. Let's say, for example, this is an interesting case. We said many times that when she gets the Yom Zayin of the Zayin Nikim, she doesn't have to wait till nightfall in order to go to Mikvah. She's still Asura Levail until Shkia. And he says that certainly in such a case, even though she's within the Zion Nikiyim, if you'd be Tola on Ba, then in such a case, you're creating a brand new Tuma. Ukineisa beperka tinokes, l'das harbe poskim. Some poskim of the opinion that we should not allow her to be tovelis biyom Zion because gzeira shema yovo oleha. Again, because when she comes out of the mikvah, her husband might mistakenly think and conclude that he's allowed to have a relationship with her when her period of Zion Akiyim, her tomb of Zova, has not yet terminated until Shkia. And he says the following. The Torah writes that Zova bimei sfirasa vafil b'shvi shala. In other words, the Torah is outspoken about the fact that you could be tola on a zava even biyom shvi shala, and that means that since she's still tmeah and she's asur labayla, then that's not called adding a kilkul to her, and therefore we could be tola as long as she's tmeah. V'hainu taima mishum detola na kilkul hakalkola b'mekulkol. The afal gav, and even though the biyada shalzu litbol uli hitaher, meaning even though the Torah admits, and he cannot deny that now all she needs is tvila because she's completed her zayin nikiyim, mikolakom achshav mechuseres tvilahi utmeahi. So the Torah is explicit against this Mishnah Lamelech. But the Mishnah Lamelech still insists that la halacha, we're not going to accept this tour, or the Shitas HaTosfos according to the Marsha, that as long as she's tmei, we can be tola. The Nivra says the Mishnah Lamelech, mikol divrei aposkim, the dafka zava toch yimei ziva, ulenida toch yimei demidasa, who the tolimba. Then we can apply the principle of tliya because she's still in the process of counting those days until she gets to day 7. Aval im avru yimei aziva, it seems from the poskim that once she has passed the yimei aziva, afal gav de adayin lo tovla, she hasn't yet been toveles, eino toliba, there's no din of tliya. V'tayna de milsa, tidafka benida tochimei nidusa v'zova tochimei zivasa, adayin tuma rishona aleha. There's still the original tomb of Ikayemes V'lachem Tolimba. In other words, even though she's counting, but she still has the original state of tumma. Nothing has changed. Avol k'sha'avru yimei nidusa o yimei zivasa. Once the Zion Yomim have passed, afal gav delo tovla mikol makom tumma rishona kvar poka. The original tumma is gone. Elexer sakosavi Dibi'inon tvila, the imanu tolim b'hareyon mevi'im aleha tuma mechudeshes, to bring on her a new tuma that we can't do. Why? Demai chazis dinatami la mechada lezu mechadash velo lezu. And now, no matter who you attribute the kesem to, you're adding a new tuma. Whether you're doing it to the woman who hasn't yet gone to mikvah, but she passed the zayin nikiyim and therefore paka. Pakatumasa Rishona, and now you're adding a new tumma, or whether you attribute it to the Bala Sachaluka, and now you're certainly clearly adding a new tumma Chadasha. Why should you choose one over the other? Umishum Hachi, Shtehen, Mikul Kolos. That's the conclusion of the Mishnah Lamelech. In the case where the borrower had already counted Zayin Nikiyim, just she's missing Tefillah b'mikvah, then we'd have to be metame both of them. We don't know who is the balas kesem, and in both cases, no matter which way you told it, you're adding a brand new tuma because the Mishnah Lamelech is of the opinion that the original tuma is paka after Zion Nikiyim.
What's this? Have such a smart? I mean, if you're going to be mekalkel, remekalkel the one already. Why do you want to put the other one in? If it doesn't seem You don't say
so,
anything.
So I don't know, Alan, were you here at the last meeting that we had?
I was here in body.
In body. Okay, so if you weren't here in soul, in spirit, then what I'm about to tell you is something very new.
Okay.
And this is going to be a very fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. But just to go to the Fiya Seder, before I present that, just give me 2 minutes to present the Levush.
Okay.
Because Rabbi Kivager makes a big deal about this Levush. And he says, Rabbi Kivager, in Os Yutes, so again, we're going to try to, Rabbi, if you can help me again, if I can borrow you, but I want to keep this place so we don't, because we're still in the middle of the Sidrei Tara, but if you could possibly find for me the Rebbe Kivager, it should be on this page or the next, but we're looking for Os Yutes. And he writes that the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'chein Hishiloso L'Soferes Shiva. So look at the language of the Mechaber, which is the Dibra Maskel of Rebbe Kivager, V'chein, and you could also be Tola, Im Hishiloso L'Soferes, if she lent her garment to someone who is a quote-unquote Soferes. Mashma dafka betoch svirasa. That's called a soferes. Avalim shalmu, if she's already completed her sphere of zayinikim, she's no longer soferes. Afal gavdalo tovla ein tolin ba the ayin mishnah lamelach. But then he writes ubilavush. Right, we all know Rav Mordechai Yoffe the Levush. He was a contemporary of the Shulchan Aruch. Stosam bipshitus. The af b'sholmu yimei sfira, so tolimba calls manshalo tavla. So this Rabbi Kivager really, really records the machlokes between the Mishnah Melech and the Levush. The issue is, or shall we say, the scenario is where the Shoeles has completed her counting of Zayin Nikiyim. Can the Balas Achaluka be tola this kesem on the Shoeles? And the answer is, according to the Levush, yes, because you can always be Tola as long as she's Mekulkeles, meaning she didn't go to Mikveh, she's therefore Tmeah. Whereas according to the Mishnah Melech, no. Only Hish'ila L'Soferes, meaning that she's still in the process of counting on Zayin Nikiyim. After that, there is no Tlia. And this machlokas is codified here, presented here by Rabbi Kivager. So then it comes out that according to the Levush, once, as long as she, the Shoeles, is Tmeah, you can still be told on it, even though she's past her Zion Nikiyim. Now, we could have argued that the Levush holds that this whole concept, this whole premise of the Mishnah Melech, as Alan said before, is based on what? You know, how does the Mishnah Melech know that if she finished counting Zion Nikiyim and she hasn't gone to Mikveh yet, that subsequently her status is a Tumah Chadasha? How does, you know, Mehecha Tesi such a thing? And maybe that's why the Levush argues. But the truth is that the Plesi, that's what the last thing that we did on Yom Shlishi last week, Yom Sheni last week, the Plesi says, and I think I have it here somewhere, if I find it. Oh, I think I left it outside, just my luck. Anyway, the Plesi says that no, that the reason why the Levush disagrees with the Mishnah Melech is because of a different reason entirely. And that is because he thinks that the Mishnah Melech is getting involved in a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. And therefore the Levush doesn't want to allow for a commitment, shall we see, or accepting a position that really depends upon this machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. And basically, just to give you a preview of coming attractions, what's going to happen is this Levush is going to claim that the Mishnah Melech would only make sense according to the Rosh and not according to the Rambam. And therefore, if we're analyzing the Psak Halach about Tliya, then there's no reason for us to be compelled to accept the Chumrah of the Mishnah Melech, that there's no Tliya after she counts Zayin Nikiyim, based on a Chumrah of the Rosh against the Kula of the Rambam. Notice the Poskim usually follow the Shulchan Aruch, who in turn follows the Rambam. So if we can prove that according to the Rambam, the Mishnah Melech's premise is incorrect, therefore Levush would rather not assume that L'inyan Halacha, we should accept the Rush, L'chumra, and therefore passing like the Mishnah Melech. So what is the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush? So first of all, if you can make note of it, the Rambam is in Perek Zayin Mehilchas Yisurei Bi Halacha Ches. The Rush is in Perek Dalet of Masechta Nida Sinon Beis. And what's the case that they're arguing about? We're talking about a Zava Shesofra Zayin Yom V'lo Tovla. Fine, she passed the Zayin Yom, she hasn't yet gotten a chance to go to Mikvah. V'rasa, and then she sees Dam. Let's say, for example, it was Yom Ches, it was the eighth day. She could have gone to Mikvah the seventh day, but she failed to do so. Now she sees her Re'ias Dam. So what's her status? Do we treat that Re'ias Dam as a new beginning of her Ziva? Or do we say that no, it belongs to the old Ziva because she hasn't yet gone to Mikvah? And here we have the Rambam versus the Rosh. The Rambam holds that if she sees on Yom Ches, for example, she soseres the entire sphera. That's called stira. Because again, a woman has to have Zayin Nikiyim. If she sees once during the Zayin Nikiyim, she has to go back to square one and start counting the Zayin Nikiyim. The Rambam says that up until the point that she goes to the mikvah, she's still a soferes, and any re'ir that she has, it doesn't matter on what day, is soser the entire Zayin Nikiyim. She's going to have to start from scratch. In other words, the Rambam understands that the status of a zava continues into and beyond the sphere of Zayin Nikiyim into the eighth day or the ninth day, etc., etc., as long as she hasn't been tovelis. Meaning the old tumah is still very much alive and well, and it hasn't yet been paka, it hasn't yet been removed. The Rush, on the other hand, says no, that all she needs in such a case is to be soferis yom keneged yom. Her status is that of a zava ketana. As far as the old zava status, that's gone, because she already counted Zayin Nikiyim, even though she was not tovelis. So in other words, l'chora, the chumra of the Mishnah Lamelech to assume that after Zayin Nikiyim that old tumah is gone and any re'iyah past the Zayin Nikiyim is a new tumah, that's against the Rambam. That could possibly reflect the sheet of the Rush, but it's against the Rambam. And that again is going to be the key to unlock the mystery as to why the Levush rejects the Mishnah Lamelech. Not that the Levush rejects the Mishnah Lamelech conceptually. He has no proof that the Mishnah Lamelech is wrong in his concept. Because obviously the Rush embraces that concept. The Rush says that once she finishes Zayin Nikiyim, her status as a Zovah Gedola and that Tumah is completely gone. Now she has a Re'iyah. It doesn't have any... She's untouchable as far as her status as a Zovah Gedola, because Zovah Gedola is history now. She didn't go to Mikvah, it doesn't matter. The sphere itself makes her into a Tahora. Do you follow as far as the original Tumah is concerned? There's a separate Xeris HaKosa that she needs Tefillah B'Mikvah as a kind of, as a Matir, because of the Shirayim of the Tumah from the first status of Zovah Gedola, but that Ziva as an entity, as an entity of Tumah, is gone. Therefore, if she sees on the eighth day, she's Soferes Yom Keneged Yom, and on the ninth day, she's already Tahora. Whereas the Rambam holds no, she's still in the state of Zava, and any Re'iyah now will be Soser all of her Nikiyim vis-a-vis the original Tumah, because the original Tumah is still very much alive and well. So therefore, the Levush says that according to the Rambam, that the original Tumah is still there, then Tfliya, in the case of a Shoeles and a Balas Chalukah, should still apply, and therefore we have to reject the Mishnah Lamelech. The Rush agrees with the Mishnah Lamelech that the old Tumah is gone, and therefore your Tfliya would be imposing upon her a brand new Tumah. Therefore, may I, there's no reason why we should choose one over the other, the Shoeles over the Balas Chalukah. Good. So then, the Mishnah Lamelech is correct according to the Rush, but we don't paskin like the Rush. We're going to paskin like the Rambam, that if a woman sees on Yom Ches, and she hasn't gone to Mikvah before that at the end of Yom Zayin, she's got to start counting again. Meaning that the old Tumah is still very much alive and well. And therefore, that chumrah of the Rambam against the Rosh, whereas the Rosh says you only need Shomer Yom Kippur, and Yom Rambam requires a whole new start of Zayin Nikiyum, that chumrah of the Rambam is going to lead to a kula in the case of Tliya. Because the reason why the Mishnah Melech objects to Tliya is because he sees this tumah as a brand new tumah. The Rambam rejects that. That's why I always say, you know, just on a Maimar Musgar, that you know, when we come up with chumras, you got to be careful, because every chumra can lead to a kula, or might lead to a kula, and every kula can lead to a chumra. So we really should be guided in our halacha by the klali apsak. We shouldn't try to say, oh, yesh lahachmir. Here's a case where the Rambam is a gavaldig machmir against the Rosh. But conceptually, if you're going to accept the shitas of Rambam, that's going to lead to a kula in the case of a tliya against the Mishnah Melech, like the Vilavush. Okay. Now, until now, what we've been analyzing is Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Sad. But there's also a tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And in the tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he wants to say the following: that the Mishnah Lamelech's Chumrah will apply to a Soferis. Once she's completed that sphere of Zayin Nikiyum, then, as a result, in the wake of that sphere, she loses her Tumah, and any new Tumah afterwards is a Tumah Chadasha, and therefore there's no Tliya. However, says Rabbi Kivega Netshuva, if she was beyond her Zayin Yomim, but she was not a Soferis, right? We'll see the case in just a second. Then even the Mishnah Melech would assume, would grant and admit that the old Tumah is still very much alive and well. The process by which, according to Mishnah Melech, Sfaris, as we think, we remove the old Tumah is the sphere itself. What's the case? The case of the Tshuva Rabbi Kivega is that two ladies slept in the same on the same sheets, on the same sedinim. One was in a Sua. The other was a pnuya. One was married and the other was not married. The question is, a pnuya is tmeya, she doesn't go to mikvah. Now can the nesua, who has a cheskas tuma, attribute this kesem to the pnuya? Says Rabbi Kivega, yes. The mechanics and the principle of tliya will work here. Why? Because tolin es akilkul bimakulkul, meaning she, the married woman, is not mekulkela, she's tahora. The unmarried woman is tmeo, she's never gone to mikvah. And therefore we apply tliya. You'll ask me what happens in a case where the pnuya testifies that she hasn't gone, she hasn't seen dam in a week, in a month. It's been a long time since she had a period. So you'll say that that's equivalent of Zayin Nikiyum, meaning that here we should apply and activate the principle of the Mishnah Melech, that by using Tliya you're adding and imposing a whole new Tumah. Says Rabbi Kivega, no. When does the Mishnah Melech apply this principle that after Zayin Nikiyum she has entered into a new state? The old state of Tumah is gone, as we saw in the Rosh. That's only by Medvar Mumim in a Soferis. But in the case of a pnuya, which is a woman who's not so ferris, therefore, her status is one long continuous tumah. There's no end or termination of hafkas tumah. And even the Mishnah Melech would assume that in that case, we can apply the principle of tliya. So let me give you the language of Rav Kivega. Maisa b'isha nesua tahora, shachva b'mita yachad im isha pnuya, v'nimtza dam b'sadin. Nimsa kesem basadin. Kevan shapnuya tmeya. Shere eina toveles. Hanesua toleba. Avol dafka benesua tahora. Okay, because again, tliya only works and allowing us to choose one over the other because one is tahora and the other one is tmeya. The lomi boy ledas halavush, says Rabbi Kivega, this is absolutely simple and no chidushim if you all like the levush, because obviously this pnuya is tmeya, and the levush insists that if she's tmeya, it doesn't matter how many times she counts inside Nikiyim, you can apply the principle of Tolinus Akilkula Domakulka. Ela says Rabbi Kibega Filulidas Ambishnal Melech Gam Impruyazu Lo Ross of Bihar Bezman, even though the Pruya is admitting that she hasn't seen Dam for a long time, Ikolakom Tolin Ba. The Dafka, when does the Mishnah Melech say Ein Tolin? Because it's been a long time since she saw Dam Beisha Shesofra Mamish. Va'az Ein Tolin Ba Dial Yidei Sfirasa Shekima Din Sfurin. Is Paka Tumas of Agak Tmea Mitzad Shalot Tavla, but the original Tuma of Ziva is gone. Avol Bepnuya Shebizmanenu Ein Bedaiton Litbol as Gam Einom Sofros. Vim Einom Sofros Afal Gavdolo Ros Adam Mizman Zman Rav Harehi Zova Kibitchila Betolim Bogam Litas HaMishnah. Now, the reason why I personally, this is my own editorial comment, I'm excited about this from Ikveg is because, as Alan pointed out before, this concept that her old tumor is gone is a very difficult concept. So you'll tell me, well, the Rosh definitely is predicated on that concept, because the Rosh says if she sees on Yom Ches, then she's a Shomeres Yom Kenegin Yom, and it's not a Soser for the Zayinikir. So you see it's a brand new tumor, and her old tumor is gone. But yeah, okay, so you've just pushed it up one notch. Instead of asking my question on the Mishnah Melech, I'm now asking my question on the Rosh. I still am left, you know, in a very sort of weak position, which I don't understand how the tumor could be gone without the tefillah. And you tell me, no, the tefillah is just exeris hakasuv in order to get rid of her, create her new status. But the answer is, I think, that there is a process that removes her tumor. It's not just time has done its own. You know, time will heal, we say. No, she was involved in Sfira. The Torah imposed upon her a chiyuv of Sfira, and she fulfilled that chiyuv of Sfira. In other words, within the framework of the Rosh / the Mishnah Melech, the halacha is as follows. There's tumor A, and then there's tumor B. Tuma A is one, and Tuma B is a different Tuma. It's a brand new Tuma. Tuma A is removed through the process of Sfira. You know, I'm beginning to think in my mind, you know, there are Shitas and Rishonim, we don't paskin like this, that a woman should count out loud. Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni. In fact, Tosus vacillates back and forth whether she'd make a brach on the Sfira. But anyway, we see clearly that there is an obligation imposed upon her to do the Sfira. The Sfira itself is a process by which her tumah, because that's what Zayinikim is all about. A Zava requires Zayinikim. The Zayinikim removes that tumah. She still has another tumah because the Torah demands that she goes to mikvah. But that tumah is already a new framework. And therefore, says the Mishnah Melech, that according to this line of thinking, and that's what the Sidrei Tara defends here and projects this line of thinking, there is no possibility of tliya in such a case because you're imposing upon her a brand new tomb.
No one would allow her to touch him. She counted. No one's saying her tomb was gone, right? That she could touch him.
Correct.
Two different things.
But the question is why she can't touch Kudshim. Is because she has the status of a Zava, meaning the original Ziva, or is there a new Tumah here that's been engendered by the fact that she hasn't yet gone to Mikvah?
Or you can say that the Taka, the Tzvila, is a Matir for Kochim or for her husband, that the Tumah itself is finished, she finished her Sfira, and it's a different din of
Yisola Baila, yeah. Of Tumas Kodshim, of Bila Migdash, of Achilas
Zibkei,
for that Issa still continues. I'll tell you what it reminds me of. Alan and old clue into this because we discussed this earlier today. The Rashba has a Shita that the reason why you cannot bring a mincha, korban mincha, before Shavuos from the new crop, this New Year's crop, is because of the old prohibition that you're not allowed to eat from the new crop until the Omer. And the Rashba insists that something of that Isur still remains. One matir is enough as far as what's called achilas hejot, meaning all I need is the omer and then I can eat the chadosh. But the Torah required a second matir with regard to mizbeach. It's almost as if mizbeach is on a higher level and it needs another matir. And the Rashba therefore postulates that there's going to be a difference if he brought this mincha min achadosh, what he wasn't allowed to before the omer, that mincha is possible. But if he brought it after the omer, before the shteil lechem, and b'dieved, he violated an isur, but b'dieved the mincha is a mincha kshera. Why? Because some of that isur has already been removed. So I don't know. This would be an interesting question if we could find a parallel. Again, I'm not enough of a bucky here because the Mishnah Lech is pages and pages long. What would be if she had a Biel Amigdash, let's say, after the Zayin Nikiyim, but before she went to the Mikvah? Maybe she has one Matir, but not the other Matir. Would we say that Huta Mechlolo, that already, you've punctured the balloon to some extent, that maybe the Isur would not be an Isur Kares anymore, it would only be an Isur Lav? Yeah, I'm just giving, again, what I'm telling you now might be total ignoramus, ignorance, but just Alpi, just Lasabres Ozen, that would be the case. Okay.
What are these
Isurim?
Are they
Doraisa? That's why, we can't say things, if they're through abundance, I can tell you anything, and, somebody will say it, but if it's Doraisis. So again, we have a cool of Rabbi Kvega Rabbi, that Rabbi Kvega holds that even the Mishnah Melech would allow Tliya to Pnuya because she's not a surprise. Okay.
There's a halacha
l'maisa
that's connected to this machlokas. And I seem to remember a woman who has a very, very short period and she can't conceive. Right. That they tell her to don't go to mikveh, right, for 1 month, and then when she sees for the next period, it's a very short period. So then I think like the Rambam, you count Shiva Nikiyim, and then if that the end of that Shiva Nikiyim.
So you don't need that extra 5 days.
Right, right. Or even better, according to the Levush, where the Shemesh Yom Kinegid Yom.
According to the Rush.
And that permits her to go to mikveh early. I think there's a lot of
reason with that. Let me just look at this one more time. Right, here we just saying. So, Rabbi, if you don't mind, again, between now and next week, maybe you can show me my mukhman, No, because I'd love to add it to our discussion,
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, then there should be a way of clarifying. I'll try to do my research if you could try to do yours. Okay, but now, Rabosai, we've presented so far two shitas. One shita is that the din of Tliya operates whenever you're being tola in a person who's tummy. The other is that you have to have the old tumah still exist. But then we have a third sheet. And the third sheet is that you can only be tola in a Mayim Sasim. And that gives us an inclination towards Rebbe, that Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, against Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, was not satisfied, was not excited about Tliya, tola as a kilkul v'makulkul. He wanted to assume, according to the Ramban's view, and we try to put this into Rashi, if you recall, that the operation, the mechanics of Tliya is based on a certain statistical probability, meaning that if the Sho'eles is, for example, Biyom Rishon Shalom, which is the case that Rebbe agrees that the Balas HaChaluk can be Tola on the Yom Rishon Shalom, that's because on Yom Rishon she has a Mayon Pasuach. Now, if la halacha, we accept that, then the law of tolin in the case of a shoelis is very, very limited. And the one who actually wants to push the agenda on this is the Chavas Das. So again, Rabbi, if you could help me once more, we'll leave Rabbi Kivega open, we have the Sidri Tara open, and now let's see if we can find the Chavas Das. It should be here. It's the Sijit Tara, so he's before the Sijit Tara. And the Chavas Das is again in Simon Kuf Sadi, and it's in Sif Katan Nun Dalet. Okay then, so we'll see Belined of the Chavas Das in what's called Chidushim. I think there are two parts of the Chavas Das, correct?
Biurim?
There's a birurim in the chidushim. So we want to look in chidushim sifkata nun dal. And what we're going to try to see is that the Chavastas actually paskins like this opinion that the only time we can apply the principle of Tliya is when there is a Mayan Pasua. And this has tremendous repercussions, Ladina. Why? What's the case of the Chavastas? He says that, let's say, for example, a woman who hasn't counted Zion Nikian, but it's been 7 days since she saw Dam, but she wasn't counting Zion Nikian, which would be very similar to the case we discussed in the Tshuva Rav Kveig about a Pnuya. And he says at that point, Nistam Mayana, and therefore, Ein Litlos Ba. Not like we said in Rabbi Kveig that even the Mishnah Melech would agree that you could be tolling a woman who wasn't so feres because her original tumah still remains. No. According to the Chavastas, it's not sufficient that her original tumah still is active. But what she needs is a Mayan Pasuach. And if 7 days have passed since her Mayan was Pasuach, then we apply the principle of Nistam Mayana, and therefore there's no longer Tliya. And who actually amongst the Rishonim maintained la halacha this shita that we need a Mayan Pasuch in order to apply the din of Tliya? That was the Ramban shita. The Ramban Chidushim holds that according to Rebbe, we only allow for Tliya in the case of Yom Rishon Shela because her Mayan is Pasuch. And that would explain why, if you remember the Gemara of Rav Chizda, the question was in the case of Shnei Shvilin whether Rebbe would accept Tliya and Shnei Shvilin or not. Let's say one person went down one Shvil, he's Tar, the other went down the other Shvil and he's Tomei. So if there's no reason statistically, logically to say that the Tomei went into the on the Shvil of Tomei, and therefore Rebbe would reject the halacha of Tliya. And that's called in Rav Chizda's language, Banu l'machlokas Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel. All that is based on the logic of the Ramban that Rebbe allows for Tliya only on the condition that there is a Mayan Pasuach, which means statistically we have reason to believe that this woman is Becheskas Ro Adam and therefore this Kesem belongs to her. But in the case of Shnei Shvilin, where there's no statistical probability, therefore Rebbe would reject Halach of Tliya. And basically what the Chavastas is doing, and hopefully we'll be able to read it inside, is he's passing like this Ramban that you can only apply the principle of Tliya b'mayin sasum, and one of the nafkiminas l'chumra is going to be this Rebbe Kveig, because since she has a mayin sasum, this pnuya, she hasn't seen in a week, even though, despite the fact she hasn't been a soferes, nevertheless, it's no longer a case of mayin sasum. So that's against Rebbe Kveig.
Well, that seems like they're working on different principles. One altogether.
Absolutely. Yeah. Fundamentally different.
Yeah. One,
go ahead, Alan. What do you
with Mayan Pasua, it's just saying that.
You had this? I mean, you had it a minute ago. No, didn't you? Didn't I see it?
I had Biurim.
Oh, Biurim. But on the same page, there's both Biurim and Chidushim. So the Chidushim, I think, are on the bottom. Here the Chidushim, okay. And here the Biurim. It's split into two, but they published it on the same page. Yeah.
So it sounds like in one they said when they need to find pursue up, that means that he's looking for the likelihood is that where the mocker is coming from, where it's coming from.
Correct.
In the other case,
a question of likelihood.
Yeah, the other one they're looking for a korban, basically. They're looking for somebody's got to take the hit for this.
Might as well. And if it's one person who's coming, we're going to let that
minimize our losses. That's right. All.
Now, if that person takes the hit and suffers from it, meaning you're adding a kilkul, that's going to be an issue of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Rav Shimon Gamliel is not interested in it. It's lomail v'lomorid in his frame of reference whether you add kilkul to it or not. It's just a halach of tolin as a kilkul of a kulkul.
Right. And he's just taking the principle, right?
Okay. Now, this comment of the Chavas Das is on the Mechaber. The Lashon of the Mechaber is the following. He says, Ish'ila, she went out her beged, Liosheves al dam tor. Again, we'll come back to that part of the Mechaber in a minute. What's Liosheves al dam tor? That's a woman after birth.
Right.
Is tola bahen. But im hishilasa lisoferes shiva shelotavla. Okay, so we're talking about a woman who counted Zayin Nikiyim, and the question is whether you can be tola or not, and that was the issue that we had, how to read the Shulchan Aruch. Comes on the Chavos Das, and he says, Dafka kishalo avru shivas yomim miyom re'iyasa. When can we apply the principle of Taliyah that's only if 7 days haven't passed from the day in which he saw? Sha'az pasuach mayna. Then we apply the principle of mayon pasuach. Aval kishek kvar avru Zayin Yomim Yom Re'iyasa. And we're talking about a case where she wasn't counting the Zayin Nikiyim. Is Yeshlanu Loma Shekvar Nistam Mayana Afshadayin Lo Sofra Zayin Nikiyim. So we're talking about Avru Zayin Yomim Yom Re'iyasa Ava Lo Sofra Zayin Nikiyim. And in such a case, says the Nesivus, there's no Tliya. Why? Because the Mayan is a Mayan Sosum. We call Shkaden, how much more so in the case of the Mishnah Melech, where Kfar Sofra Zayin Nikiyim and Lo Tavla, that's already upgraded. That's with the Kal V'chomer, because there for sure it's what? It's a Mayan Sosu. But he's going even a step further. He's talking about a case where she wasn't Sofra Zayin Nikiyim, and yet her Mayan is Mayan Sosu, there's no Tliya. V'afagav Dadayin Mikul Keles, in both cases, whether she counted Zayin Nikiyim and she hasn't yet gone to mikvah, or she wasn't interested in counting Zayin Nikiyim for whatever scenario, whatever reason. In both cases, she's tmeya. But nevertheless, there's no din of tliya. Notice he's passing like the Ramban's interpretation of Rebbe. Kevat shekvar nista mayna ein tliya. And that's because there's no logical reason for tliya. Tliya has to be justified based on some sort of hochacha and logical reason. Okay, now I want to talk to you in order to complete this sugya about the first part of this Mechaber. The Mechaber says that in the case of Yosheves al dam toar, tolim bohem. Okay, tolim bohem. So what's the case? The case is that we'll call her Rachel, and Rachel owns a beggar, and she lends it to Leah. Leah had given birth, and she's during that period of time after 7 days in the balance of the 40 days for an akefa, in which the dam is considered dam toar. So she's definitely seeing, and that would fill the chora the chavis das, and she today you need a mayim pasuach. And on the other hand, she's definitely tahora, so that there's no kilkel here.
It's a win-win situation.
Correct. So you know, let's tell her that let's determine that this kesem is har kesem, meaning the shoelis who's a yosheves al dam toar, she loses nothing. Okay, so she had a kesem. So what? Even if she had a riyas dam, she's tahora. But then the Mechaber adds three words: fafilu bizman hazeh. Now let's understand. Bizman hazeh is no such din as yosheves al dam toar. Now that's a sugya unto itself. What does that mean? Is that some sort of gzeiras chachomim that we suspend the whole halacha of yosheves al dam toar, or is it just a minhag? So again, I didn't do that research for you today, but we have to keep that in the background. You know, I can't keep that information, you know, in a secret drawer. You have to know about that. It's not classified, because that's going to be very relevant to the Ramban Shita that we want to discuss. The Ramban Shita is that Kevon Shebizman Azeh Yosheves Al Dam Torah Sheros Adam Tmeya. Since Bizman Azeh we consider her Tmeya, even though she's X number of days after her Leda, and Midoraisa would be Dam Tohar, is therefore Ein Tolin Al Dam Tohar. In other words, according to Ramban, the entire halach of Tliya in this case is based on Dam Tohar. But we've already done away with Dam Tohar. And therefore her Dam is Dam Tame. It's this unique status of a Dam Tohar, which we say, let's be Tola this Kesem on Tohar, because in any event, the kesem is tar, and that's the justification for tliya. That no longer applies because now that kesem is a kesem tame, because even if it's during that period of time, she's no longer considered dam tar ve'ef shel litlos ba. So the Raivin got very upset about it. I see, Rabbi, you're also upset about it. Let's see if you could be mechavin to the Raivin. Why do you think the Raivin got upset with it? Yeah.
The mother show. Either way you look at it, either she's Torah or Tomei, and you're total on the Tomei.
Right. So I'm not sure if that's exactly what the Raivin is bothered by. I'm not sure. I'll read to you the Raivin in a second. But let's understand what the rabbi is saying. The rabbi is saying that why not apply the principle of Tliya based on Tolanus HaKilkul B'Makulkul? In other words, if we're no longer going to be Matire this Dam, Bizman HaZeh, then she's Makulkelis. If she's Makulkelis, so why not apply the principle of Tolan, of Tliya? But the Ramban is not bothered by that question, because the Ramban holds that this is a unique halach of Tliya. This halach of Tliya is based on the fact that the kesem itself is tar. That's this halach of Tliya. Notice the Brisa brings down many categories of Tliya, one of which is Yosheves al Dam Tar. Says the Ramban, what does that mean? What's unique about this category that the Brisa has to formulate it as a separate din? The answer is because the kesem now, if you apply Tliya, is tar. It's exactly like the case of Overes B'Shuk Shel Tabachim or Makolas and all the others, that a kesem is only Tomei if there's no possibility of being told this kesem came from a source that's tar. Says the Ramban, but Medvarim back in the day, then Dam Tar would be equal to, shall we say, Shuk Shel Tabachim, meaning that the Dam itself of this kesem is now being attributed to something that's not Dam. In other words, it's not dam as far as Tumas Nida is concerned, because the Torah calls it dam tar, and that's the special parsha of Leda. But today, that we consider that dam as what? As dam tame. So this entire halach of Tliya falls apart. Now again, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, then I think Rabbi Sachs is correct. Rav Shimon Gamliel is operating with Tliya in a very broad sense, namely that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Tolan is a kilkul b'makulkul. But keep in mind that not everybody, but many Rishonim passing like Rebbe against Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe only was mode in three specific cases. When does he have Tliya? Either in case number one, Yosheves beyond Rishon Shalom, Zava Ketana on her first day, which again, if you apply the Ramban's logic, is because she has a Mayan Pasuach. Number two and number three are both cases in which the dam itself might be dam tar. Let's take the third case first. We'll go shalol lefi aseh there. A case of a besula where her dam is assumed to be dam besula. That's mamish like a shuk shel tabachim. Then we have the middle case of yosheves al dam tar after leida, which again is exactly equivalent to dam. It's not dam, meaning it's dam from a shechita, from a behema. It's not dam neither. It's overes b'shuk shel tabachim. That's the Tliya of Rebbe. Meaning, Rebbe rejects the whole concept of Tliya. He's moved in three cases, either because there's a statistical probability that generates that Tliya, that's the case of Mayan Pasuah, or because it's mamish like Shuk Shel Tabachim. Says the Ramban, Vamed Varamurim Bi Osom Zmanim. Then it's like Shuk Shel Tabachim because the Dam is Dam Tar, but Bizmanenu, it's not Dam Tar, and therefore, why should we apply the Din of Tliya? Comes along the Raivid, and let's see why the Raivid disagrees with the Ramban. And he says the following: Afal gav dehichmiru, even though there's a chumrah to assume that dam is dam nida, and basically through this chumrah we're suspending the whole parsha of dam tar of roed yosheves al dam tar, which is leida.
What do you assume is dam nida? Why does he have to assume it's dam nida? They're just not
moderate,
that's all.
I lost you on that, Al. Can you roll that by me a second?
It's not Nida. I mean, she just gave birth. So it is no
right. So even though it's damin al makor, the Torah was matayer.
It's not damnita, but it's
right. The Torah was matayer.
Yeah.
Right. So says the Raivin, so that dam is tar even after the chumrah.
Right.
What's the premise of the Ramban? The Ramban is saying that once we were machmir, we took the whole, you know, the baby and the bathwater, we threw it all out, meaning that we took the parasha of dam tar and we ripped it out of the Torah, and we're being machmir to consider it as damnita. That's the premise of the Ramban. If Rebbe's tliya in the case of Yosheves al dam tar is because the dam is tar, the dam is not tar, b'zman, so we don't treat it as such. Counseling the Raivin, he says, wait a minute, the dam is tar. The Rabbanon didn't make any sort of a takana that they undermined and ripped out the whole parish of dam tar. Narvas, it's a chumrah. Right. And what kind of chumrah is it? It's I don't know if the Raivin would agree with this formulation, but it's like Benos Yisrael Hechmiru al Atzma, right. You know, Rabbi Zeir, that Yosef is al tipas dam kechardol, was shlo, you know, kiz zava. According to the Torah law, she's not a zava because she didn't have three continuous years on three continuous days, so she's not a zava, but she'll have to sit zayin nikir Hechmiru al Atzma. Here also, there's halacha of Hechmiru al Atzma. Comes on the right and he says, that's as far as they are concerned. So they wouldn't have a relationship with their husband, even though the Torah says that dam is dam tar. That's a nice chumrah if one accepts it. But that chumrah that she accepts upon herself, or for that matter, any Jewish girl, is not going to have an impact on others. Shelo yuchlu litlos bahem, that they can't say that this dam is a dam tar? Why not? La hachme shagam acheros yu tmeos, that now other women are also being considered tmeos based on the chumrah that she wants to accept. You know, maybe this is gavra chefza, you can begin to see. But in any event, basically, it's a personal chumrah. Again, when I say personal, obviously it applies to every Jewish girl. But I'm saying, every Jewish girl accepts upon herself a chumrah that this dam, which the Torah says is tar, I'm going to consider as tameh, and I'm not going to have relations with my husband. That's fine. But you don't have to do that al cheshbon someone else and be machmir the diff, and they can't be tola the dam as if it came from your body. And if it came from your body, it's dam tar, and therefore Rebbe would agree that this halacha of tliya. Lachain tolin bohem, even according to the Raivin, even though b'zman hazeh, she's what? She's considered asura midin chumra, and we're going to suspend the halach of tara with regard to this dam. And again, this Raivin, I think, is reflected here in the Shulchan Aruch, who says afilu b'zman hazeh, that there is tliya on Yosheves al dam tar, if she was the one who borrowed the chalok, even b'zman hazeh, dahainu, the Yosheves al dam tar, Now the Rebbe is going to give another svara. Okay, but first let's just digest the first svara. And as I said before, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this Rebbe. Does everybody see what I'm trying to drive at here? There are two ways of understanding this din of Yosheves al dam tar b'zman hazeh. The Ramban understands it that we're going to treat the dam as if it's dam tameh. And the Raivin's not willing to go so far. You want to call it a chumrah? So let it be machmir on us.
Why can't you say it to the Rabbanon that the Chachamim were
gave it? If you're going to say it to the Rabbanon, then maybe the Ramban is correct. And that's what I indicated to you before, that this gigantic machlokas about dam tar, which I didn't research yet, but you can accept it on blind faith. Gigantic machlokas Rishonim had to understand this halacha that she's tmeah in the case of dam tar. Some say it's a takonis chachamim, and we treat the dam as if it's dam tamei. Others say no, it's just a chumra bialma, it's a minog bialma, minhoga bialma. And I think that plays a role here in this machlokas chin the Ramban and the Raivin about whether there's a din of tliya. The Raivin is yelling and screaming, this is a chumra, this is a minog. It doesn't mean that the dam is dam tamei. Obviously the logic compels us to apply, says the Raivin, the same halach of tliya of Rebbe to dam tar even after this minig was accepted. Okay, our minig is that she has to be machmer on herself. That doesn't mean that the dam itself is tameh, and therefore we undermine the din of tliya of Rebbe. In other words, you're telling me that not only did she accept upon herself a chumrah in this particular scenario, but now she's going to be machmir on the cheshbon, on the places of the balas achalot, to say that she can't be told on this dam. Why? If it's dam tor, then she can be told. The Ramban Lashitos, I think, is going to say, and again, this requires a lot more research to see if what I'm saying is oisgal, that the Ramban is of the opinion that no, this halacha that we suspend dam tor is a takonis chachonin. You know, just like we discussed.
And therefore
the dam is now dam tome. That's what the Rabbanan said about this dam.
And you can be tola.
Well, you can always be tola.
Right now we're going according to Rebbe. Rebbe says you can only be tola because the dam is tola. Right? Again, you know, yeah. Then we're going to see the second argument of the Rebbe, which is based on Rav Shimon Gamliel, which is a broader definition of tola nesakil kul b'mekulkul. But right now we're going like Rebbe, there is no such thing as tola nesakil kul b'mekulkul. There's only halacha of if we can say that she went through Rishut Shal Tabachim, then we can be mitare this kesem. As long as we have a logical possibility. Again, I don't know that this dam came from the Shuk Shal Tabachim, but I do know that she passed through a Shuk Shal Tabachim. I don't know that this dam is dam akolis, but what I do know is it's pachas b'kigris, and she slept in a bed. In all those cases, the halach of Tli and Kesem is built into the original takonis hachamim, that if there's a way of attributing this dam to a source that's not metamiyar, that's exactly what we're going to do. I don't even care statistics. Here too, says the Ramban, if the dam is dam tar, that's why Rebbe's going to accept Tliya, because she's no different than Overis B'shuk Shal Tabachim. Why? Because she slept in the same... Well, I shouldn't say that. This is not Rebbe Kibegi's case. Because she had lent her garment to some woman who was Il Shefes Al Dam Tar. That's Rebbe's Tliya. Because now we can say that the kesem that she, the Balas HaChalot, finds on this kesem came from this woman, and the dam is not dam tome. It's like dam shechita. It's like makolas. Correct?
Yeah.
Says Rabban, but if the Rabbanan said that Bisman Hazel we're going to treat that dam as dam tome, then there's no way, no how, that Rebbe could agree to Tliya and therefore throw it all out. There's no din of Tliya. And we saw before that the Chavas Das and the Nesivas, Paskins like the Ramban, again, not in this context of Yosheves al Dam Tor, but rather in the case of Sofer Zion, that once that Zion Yomin have passed by, Rebbe's not going to accept Tliya. And why? Because the Ramban says Rebbe only accepts Tliya when there's a statistical probability to assume that that Gadam came. That's the case of Yosheves beyond Rishon Shalom. Or in the other cases, like Basula, or Dam Tor, where the Dam itself is not Tommy, and therefore it's like Tliya in Shechita. Comes only right, and he says, no, there was never a Takonis Chachamim to establish that we throw out the law of Dam Tor. The Dam is Tor, but she wants to be Machmer on herself. Then it became a Minhag, and all the women accepted this Chumrah, but that doesn't mean that the Dam has been converted into Dam Tome. It still remains Dam Tor. And therefore, the law of Tliya still applies. Then the Rebbe applies the second logic, which is what Rabbi Sakovich was saying before. And he says that Yosheves al Dam Tor, Bizman Azeh, Harehi Mikulkeles, the Kevin Bizman Azeh Machmirim, is therefore, if we can apply Tliya, Ein Anu Makalkalin Osa Bazeh, Kishanu Tolinba, the Gamim Lonit Liba, Tehe Tmea Midin Sofet. So now we're applying a much more, you know, shall I say, an easier svara. You know, you don't have to go into chakiris about what the nature of the chumra was. It's the takonis chachamim, b'mafkia the din of tar. Is it a minhag b'alma with a chumra, blah, blah, blah. Forget about all that. Let's assume that we accept la halacha, that tolin is hakilkul b'makulkul. So there are two ladies over here. One lady is the Balas HaChalot. She has a Cheskas Tara. Why be Metamiyah when you could be tolin on the woman who's after Leda, who's actually Tmea, based on or as a result of this Chumrah? She's already Mekul Kelis. Is therefore, since Gamin Lo Nitlaba, she's already Tmea. Is therefore, is the Shmiya, meaning the Balas HaChalot, should remain Tahora and will be tolin on her, because she, the Shoelis here, who's after birth, she doesn't lose anything, and therefore the svara that undermines Tliya according to Rav Shimon Gamliel is my ulmi high me high. Why do you choose one over the other? And therefore we should be mekalkel both of them. The answer is that there is ulmi high me high. Why? Because she, the Yosheves al Tam Tor, is already Tmeah. Now, I just have one last paragraph here to finish this sugya, Mirtz Hashem, but I want to say the following. But you'll have to bear with me because I'm not sure if what I'm going to say is logical. Could it be that the Ramban holds, this is mamish counterintuitive, maybe the Ramban holds that we do accept Tolin Es HaKilkola B'Mekul Kol Shiva. But the Ramban, on the contrary, his problem is that she, meaning the Shoeles, who's after birth, is not a Mekul Kelis. Do you hear what I want to suggest? I want to say Pumfagin. Exact opposite of what we've been saying.
She's not a Mekul Kelis.
She's not a Mekul Kelis. Why? Because the Torah says that she's Tahora. El what?
A source of Dawn still.
No, what I'm saying is the following. The Torah says she's Tahora, correct?
Correct.
What are we saying? We, whether it's the Rabbanan or the Chumra B'Alma, the Minag B'Alma, whatever it is, we're going to accept her as if she's Tmeah. Says the Ramban as if she's Tmeah. But she's not really Tmeah. Okay. Meaning, no, I just want to say, maybe we could say the exact opposite in the Ramban's favor. That the reason why the Ramban rejects Tliya is because you are changing her status. Like, just like we saw the Sfarah of the Mishnah Melech, who says that even though she hasn't gone to mikvah, there's no tliya because you're adding a whole new tumah, right? So that already doesn't allow you to do so. Or, for example, the Gemara doesn't know whether or not you can be tole on a balas kesem. Why? Because the status of a balas kesem is that she's only a suffix male. The Rabbanon said that even though she had no argosha, but she's Tmeah Mid Rabbanon B'Torah Sofet. Now you want to be Tola and add a Tumas Vadai. That we can't do. Perhaps the Ramban rejects Tliya because since Me'ikar Adin, she's not Tmeah. Ella, what we are, you know, the minhag was to treat her as a Sofet Tmeah, maybe this Dam came earlier, you know, whatever you want to say. But Me'ikar Adin, she's not Tmeah. That's why the Ramban rejects Tliya. So the Ramban only says that you can break apart the svar of my ul mihai mihai if you're adding a tumah on the same level, identical to the tumah that she's already holding on to. So if she's holding on to a tumah's nidor, a tumah's ziva, then adarava, let's be totally kesem on her. It's the same old tumah. And now I could say, Umehai Mihai, let's leave her the Balas Achalot Becheskas Tara, and this woman, give her another reason why she's Tmeah, but my Nafgimina. However, if the reason why she's Tmeah is because of a separate Chumrah and a Minog, which means that Me'ikar Adin, according to Torah law, she's not Tmeah, then maybe that's why the Ramban objects to Tliya over here. It's the exact opposite of the way the Ravid understood the Ramban. The Ravid understood the Ramban that once Bisman said we accepted this Chumra, the Dam is no longer Dam Tar. It's now Dam Tameh. And the whole Chiddush here was in the framework of Rebbe that Dam is Dam Tar. It's like Shuk Shel Tabachim. So the Ravid says, name. It still remains Shuk Shel Tabachim because it's only a Chumra. Perhaps we can reinterpret the Ramban and say the Ramban rejects Tliya in this case, Adarav, because the Dam is really Dam Tar, and therefore you can't apply the principle of Tolin is a Kilkel B'Mekulkel.
Because?
Because she's really not Mekulkel.
But what, so what?
Mikra Adin.
So what if she's not
Mekulkel? Ah, so then you want to say the Mimonim Shalchim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you caught me. Yeah, let me just see. I was very excited about this one.
But wait a second.
In other words, if we're going to go back to Ikra Din, then what's the deal? And the Dam is Dam Tor. And if we're going to say Lechumra, let's consider as if she's Tmeah, then we should be told in the Kulko. No, what I'm saying is that the Ramban sees this as a Beni Ubeni. It's sort of like in between the two. On the one hand, it's no longer Dam Tor, according to the Ramban. But on the other hand, it's only Dam Tomei B'Torah Sofik. Meaning the Chumra was that let's consider as if she's a Sofik Tomei.
I think it's where it does come in is she is after that period is over, she is Ro Adam again. Right. So now, if she really was Torah, she comes with the Cheskas Tahara. There's a lot of difference in coming with the Cheskas Tuma.
Are you going back to the Mayan Sosim story now?
Yeah,
meaning that what that since she...
I'm saying, if you can't just say, what is the difference? There's no difference whether it really is Dam Tar. And we're told on her that she's a Makoko. So what's the difference? I mean, either way, we're saying that she... But if she really is Dam Tar, and then there's a kesem say that she sees after the period of time when she would be tar, she would already be tar. So then she's coming from a cheskas tara with only a kesem, as opposed to having a cheskas tumah before that.
So I don't get it. Are you in favor of Tliya or you're opposed to Tliya?
No, then you wouldn't. Then Tliya would be bad, according to him.
Oh, so is it possible that that's what the Ramban is
that's
saying?
That's what I'm trying to say. That's your swara.
Yeah, that basically, we still assume that she's Becheskas Tara. We haven't undermined her status. We're going to treat her as a Tmeya, only Midin Ilchus Sfeikus. We're never going to really throw the whole book at her and say she's Tmeya. Now you want to say, well, she's a Ro Adam because we found Dam on the Chalok.
Yeah.
That you can't do, because then you're changing her whole status. You're adding a whole new Tumah to a suffering
exactly.
Tumah situation
so
before. So the only counter-argument against that is, well, if you're considering her as a suffering Tumah, so then you're taking into consideration the problem that maybe it's Dam Tor. And if it's Dam Tor, we're back to the Tzli of Rebbe.
Right. That's the smart.
All right, Hossi, just give me a few minutes, but what time is it? Okay, because this is the punchline of the Shia, but this is also perhaps the most complicated part of the Shia. Okay, then? Hopefully, this will complete the sugya. Okay. A woman sees Dam, Bizmana Zed, and she requires Zayiniki. What does that mean? Rabbi Zera came along, and he said, V'nos Yisrael Hechmiro Atzma. Imagine. She sees a tipas dam kecharta. According to the Torah law, she's a zavak tano, she's a shomer siyom keneged yo. But Rabbi Zera says, "Benos yolach miro atzman." She's yosheves zayin nikir. Again, on a doraisa level, it's almost impossible. She can't be a sofer zayin nikir. She only saw a tipas dam, correct? So, well, maybe she saw it banish, but I'm not going into the whole rigmarole. You know what I'm saying? That maybe it was that she was 3 years, but literally, it's impossible. But Benos Yisrael Echmira Olat. So give me a minute to develop.
Bisman's Nita, not Bisman.
What do you say? Okay, but let's say she's Bisman Zova.
Oh, okay.
Correct? Let's say she's Bimei Ziva. So what does it mean, Yosheves? Every woman is Yosheves Zayin Nikim, as if. Right. As if she saw the Yemei Zava 3 years consecutive. Oh. So I want to try to understand the Sidre Tara in the next piece. Okay? Meaning it's in the same Simon, but we stopped premature. So the Sidre Tara says the following. He says, we paskin that if the borrower is a soferis zayinikim in the middle of her zayinikim, that tliya is operative. So we are tole during the zayinikim. Again, according to Mishnah Melech, after the Zayin Nikim, we cannot be told. But during the Zayin Nikim, even the Mishnah Melech accepts the Laloch of Tliya. Says the Sidre Tara, how does this work? Let's say, for example, she's on Yom Zayin. Not the case of the Mishnah Melech, where she's past Yom Zayin. But she's on Yom Zayin of her Zayiniki. Now, let's figure this out. We don't know whether she's in Yemei Ziv or Yemei Nidah. Back in the day they knew, today we don't know. And that is a tremendous machlokis, the Rambam and the Rav, but let's not get into that. So let's just figure this out. If she's bimei nida, then she doesn't need Zayin Nikin. Correct? There's no din of Zayin Nikin by a nida, right?
Yeah. Not Zayin Nikin, but 7 days.
No, I'm saying Nikin. The halacha Nikin doesn't apply. Okay. So when we talk about Soferes Zayin Nikin, basically, what day of her nidus on the tzad that she's in need? Again, we don't know, but we can go through all the logical possibilities. So on the logical possibility, the tzad that she's in need of, what day are we up to, which is equivalent to the first day of Zayin Nikin, which is the first day of Zayin Nikin? What day are we up to? Does anybody understand what I'm asking? See by the blank stares. I made it more complicated. We're on day two.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Because on day one she saw.
Yeah.
That's not a Yom Kippur. Sure. So now we're going to tell her to count Zayin Nikim. So the first day of Zayin Nikim is the second day of Nidus.
Right.
Correct? Now she borrowed the garment on her seventh day of Zayin Nikim. That's the case in the Shulchan Aruch with Tliya plots. What day of Nidus is that? That's day eight. So far so good. Again, I'm not no rocket science here, but Zayin Nikim starts on the second day of, you know, meaning the day after her nidus, correct? So she saw only one day, and now she's on the eighth day of her nidus, again on the tzad that she's a nidah. We don't know if she's a nidah. Okay. So the Sidrei Taris says the following. He says that in Nimtzeis Biyom Hashvi, I'm sorry. Yeah. In Nimtzeis Biyom Hashvi Shel Sfirasa, again, that's the case of Tliya in the Shulchan Aruch and even the Mishnah. Im Kain Mimanafshach. Im he nida, if she's a nida, Im Kain he Biyom Hashmini Sharei Nida Ein Tzricha Zaynikim Viyom Hareiya. Viyom Hareiya is Min HaMinyan. Again, when I say Min HaMinyan, that would be the first of the 7 days if she was in need. Oh. Now, according to the, now, if she's Viyom HaShmini of Nida, again, keep mind, I'm not up to Zob yet, right now Nida, then the Mishnah Melech says that there is no Tliya. Why is there no Tliya? Because Nidus terminates after 7 days, and now you're imposing upon her a new Tumah. Is Lishitaso? Is Afal Pishalo Tavli Efsho Litlos? But there's no Tliya, even though she hasn't gone to Mikvah, because the 7 days of Nidus have passed. Bafilu im Nomar Shehibi Mei Zivasa. Now we're going to analyze it from the second perspective. Harei mi'ikar adin, he shomeres yom keneged yom. According to the Torah law, all she needs is to count one clean day, because she only saw a re of one day. Now we said that according to the Ramban, when we want to apply the laws of Tliya, we have to look at the Chumrah Bizman Hazeh. Correct? So since Azlin and Basa Chumrah Bizman Hazeh, and therefore according to the Ramban, there's no din of Tliya in what? In Yosheves Al Dam Tor. Correct? That we have. Stuff Memela, how is the Mishnah Lamelech going to justify the Tliya on Yom Zayin of Zayin Nikim? Right? That, again, you have to keep in mind that Lesman de Poli, there was never a Poteach Pev Mitzafsef, that if she borrowed the garment on Yom Zayin of her Zayin Nikim, then we could be told on her. That's Kuliyama Lopli. The Mishnah Melech only was Machadish, that if the Zayin Nikiyim passed already, and she's in the eighth day, and she hasn't gone to the mikvah, then there's no Tliya. But on the seventh day itself, there is Tliya. So the Sidrei Tara asks me, Monafsha, I don't understand how Tliya works over here, because if she's a Nida, then she's already on day eight of her Nidus, by definition, because the first day can't be counted as one of the Zayin Nikiyim, because it's not a Yom Naki. So if she's already on day seven of Nikiyim, that's by definition day eight of Nida, and according to the Mishnah Melech, there's no Tli on day eight. El, what are you going to tell me? Then maybe she's a Zava. But what kind of Zava is she? Is she a Zava Gdola or a Zava Ketana? She's really, according to Torah law, a Zava Ketana. She only had one Riyah. Right. One Riyah could never engender a din of Zava Gdola. Now, if that be the case, you're being Tola on a Zava Ketana. We said that you can only be Tola on a Zava Ketana on Yom Rishon Shalom. But this is way beyond Yom Rishon Shalom. So where's the din of Tliya over here? The din of Tliya is based on the fact that she's a Zava Gedola, but we don't know that she's a Zava Gedola. And Bisman Azeh, we're going to treat her as a Zava Gedola. Oh, so if you hold like the Ramban says that the laws of Tliya are governed by what I call Lamaisa, meaning after you accept the Chumrah, well, what's the status? Oh, so we've accepted the Chumrah that on one Re'iyah, this Reb Zeira's Chumrah, she needs Zayin Nikiyim. Ah, that's good. Because if she needs Zayin Nikiyim, then we're going to treat her as a Zava Gedola, and now we can be Tola in the case of Yom Zayin Shalom. Oh, but the Ravid holds that what determines Tliya, it's Ikar Adin. And Ikar Adin here is that she's a Zava Ketana. If here we apply the principle of Zava Ketana, then there's no possibility of Tliya.
She's Torah.
Why? Because she's already passed her Zava Ketana. Again, what I'm doing now is, I think what the Sidrei Tara is trying to do is, he's trying to combine the Mishnah Melech and the Ravid. What do I mean? The Mishnah Melech says that after a certain period of time, let's take the classical case, after the Zayin Nikiyim have passed, that original Tumah is gone. So even though she hasn't gone to Mikveh yet, there's no possibility of Tliya. Then we have the exclusion of Tliya. I'm sorry. Then we have the Shita of the Ravid, against the Ramban, that the laws of Tliya are governed by Ikar Adin. Now let's combine in a cholent the Ravid and the Mishnah Melech. It's going to explode in your face. Why is it explosive? Because what's pshat that you could be tola on a Shomeres, on a Soferes Zayin Nikiyim? What are you telling me, Soferes Zayin Nikiyim? According to the Ravid, according to the Mishnah Melech, she's already passed her state of Ziva. Why? Because she only had one Re'iyah. If she had one Re'iyah, then she just needs one Yom Naki, and after that Yom Naki, that Tum is gone. Even though she hasn't gone to Mikveh yet. So that Tum is gone, there's no possibility of Tliya. Ella, what are you going to tell me? It's during Yimei Nidus. If it's during Yimei Nidus, then Yom Zayin is Yom Ches. And if Yom Zayin is Yom Ches, then the Mishnah Melech says that there's no Tliya. Ella what? The only way of salvaging this concept of Tli on Yom Zayin is you hold like the Ramban. And the Ramban says that if there's a Chumrah in which we consider, let's say in the case of Yosheva Saldam Tor, as if she was Yosheva Saldam Tameh, then that's going to undermine Tliya. Means the laws of Tliya and the regulations of Tliya are determined by Chumrah. Ah, then it makes sense. Then a Sofer Zayin who only saw one Re'iyah on Yom Aleph is considered a Zava Gedola and the Ikra Chumrah. If she's considered a Zava Gedola, then she doesn't leave that status of as a Zava Gedola until after Zayin Nikiyim. So on Yom Zayin of Zayin Nikiyim, we can consider her as what? As a Zava Gedola. And if we consider her as a Zava Gedola because Mitzara Chumrah, we require Zayin Nikiyim because we say that one Re'iyah is like three Re'iyahs, then we can apply the principle of Tliya even according to the Mishnah Melech. But if the Mishnah Melech is halacha lemaisa, we said that the Mechaber Pasuk is like the Ravid, that there is Tliya in the case of what? Of a Yosheves al Dam Toar. Why? Because Tliya is determined by Ikar Adin, and the Ikar Adin, the Dam is Dam Toar, says the Ravid. Is that be the case then? In the case of the Zoba Gedola, who's really Mikra Adinah Sova Ketana, she only saw one Riyah, there's no possibility, according to the Mishnah of Melech, of Tliya. Is right? Is therefore, says the Sidrei Tara, im Isa Laha, he says, if this conclusion is correct, that by combining the Mishnah of Melech with the Ravid, we're left with no possibility of Tliya, lo hayu shoskim kol haposkim, he says. How can we don't find any posek who points this out? V'al korchenu shedivrei ha-ravid hi le'inyan lahakel b'ksamim, that the ravid has an agenda to be makil in ksamim, because ksamim is only drabbanon, and therefore he's going to be makil by going back to the Ikar Adin and saying she's Yoshev es Aldam Tolar, and therefore we can apply the principle of Tliya and get this kesem out of here. Avol l'chumra is then the Rav would agree that lo aslin and basar ikra din, and therefore we can consider her, even though she's only one Ria, as a Zava Gidol. But the bottom line is that the Chavastas of the Nesivas is machmir straight across the board. And he holds that in order to be Tola, we need the Svara of Mayan Pasuach. And therefore, lo amrina, we're not going to say li olam tahora tola v'tmeya, that a tahora as a kesem is going to be tola in the tmeya, because we have to, we can only, that rule of tliya is predicated on the assumption or the condition that the other woman that you want to be tola on has a mayan pasuach. Therefore, in the case of Yom Shvi, shel zaynikim, ef shel litlos, why? Because if he need a right, if we assume that she's in Nida, and generally speaking, we should assume that she's in Nida, because most of her months she's in Nida. Im kein avru zayin yemei nidusa, right, she's already passed the 7 days of Nida, she's in the 8th day, and certainly ein mayana pasuach. So in other words, once we pass the 7 days, then there's no possibility, according to the Chavastas, going to the Sivis of Tliya, because there's no longer Mayan Pasuach. Then the Chavastas is Machmir, Dafil Biyom Sheni Shal Zayinikim. What happens if she borrowed the Beged on the 2nd day of her Zayinikim? Once again, there's no possibility of Tliya, because maybe she's a Zavakhtana, which really Mikra, I think she is a Zavakhtana, and she only has to count 1 day. And after that day has passed, she has a Mayan Sasu. So basically, this whole din of Tliya has to be reduced to a very, very narrow situation of a soferis yom biyom rishon shalom, because once you get to yom sheni shalom, it's already mayan sasum, and therefore there's no possibility of Tliya. In the case of a pnuya, according to the Chavastas, we've already discussed, there's no possibility of Tliya because time has passed since her last Re'iyah, and we don't require, according to the Chavastas, an actual Sphira in order to change her status from a Mayan Pasuah to a Mayan Sasul. But again, as I said before, the Sidrei Tara brings all the dinim of the Mishnah Melech Lahalacha, which means that we're not bound by the Chumrah of the Chavastas, and basically we could always be Tola in someone who's already Tameh, unless you're being Mechadish a new Tumah. And in the case of a Zava who saw only 1 day and she's counting Zayinikim Mitzad HaChumrah, here even the Ravid would agree that we can still allow for Tliya, and we're not going to say let's treat her as a Zava Ketana according to the Mishnah of Melech, and say that it's after the Yom Rishon of Shmira, and therefore she's no longer subject to Tliya because you're adding a new Tumah. No, we're going to say the old Tumah of Zava Gedola, even though it's Mitzad HaChumrah, still applies. Then we have to add to the equation the Levush, because the Levush says that as long as she's Tmeah, we can be Tolaba. That means even after Zayinikim have passed, but she hasn't gone to Mikvah, the Levush is not willing to say that let's block Tliya because she is now subject to a new Tumah like the Rush. The Levush is going to go in the direction of the Rambam, Lechumra, in the case of Yom Ches, that if she sees after Zayinikim on Yom Ches, she has to start all over again, because she's still in the state of Zava, and that Tumah has not left itself. And if you add, if you take the Rambam's Chumra L'inyan Tliya, then it's L'kula, namely that the old Tumah is still there, and therefore we could apply the principle of Tliya. So L'alacha, I don't know. You know, we have a machlokas here between the Mishnah Melech and the Levush in the case of Tliya on a woman who's already counted Hazayin Nikim but hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. The Reb Kiveg, as we saw, brings down both shittas. I'm not sure exactly how we paskin halacha lemaisa in that shaila. That would require sitting Zayin Nikim to paskin such a shaila. But what we do know is that in general we paskin like the Sidrei Tara. I'm sorry, the Sidrei Tara says that we generally paskin like the Mishnah LeMelech, and therefore there's a halacha of a tolin v'makulkal as long as we're not being mechadesh a new tumah, despite the fact that in the Ikra Din we are being mechadesh a new tumah because she only saw Riyam one day, and therefore in the Ikra Din she's only a Zava Ketana, and now we're eating a whole new tumah that we can't do, and there is no tliya, but we're going to say that that chumra of the Raivin only is a chumra shemegili de kula, meaning the Raivin is willing to say that, you know, put the chumra of Yosheva Saltam Torah in the back burners, you know, put it in deep freeze. We're going to apply the din of tliya because me'ikar adin that dam is dam tohar. But the Raivin is not going to go in the other direction and say that every zava who today is considered a Zavak Dola with Mikra, then she's Zavak Tana, and therefore, according to the Mishnah Melech, there's no possibility of Tliya. That Chumra we're not going to accept, and therefore we're going to rely on the fact that Bizman HaZeh, we treat her as what? As a Zavak Gedola, and that by doing Tliya, we're not adding a new Tumah because she's a Zavak Gedola. However, as far as the case where she's after the Zayin Nikiyim, and she hasn't yet gone to Mikvah, that remains an outstanding machlokas between the Mishnah LeMelech and the Levush as to whether or not we could apply the din of Tli. Okay, then on both sides. Well, with this we make a siyum on a sugya that we've been studying with a great deal of iyun. And Mr. Hashem, next week on Monday, Monday is Erev Tishba, so I'm waiting to hear from you. But if you learn Torah and Erev Tishba, at least until Chatzos, then we should get together, believe it or not, on Yom Sheni, and then I would like to start a new suit. And then that'll last us just for one more week, and then we're shifting over to Shabbos.
Wednesday, 11:15.
Mirtz Hashem. Okay, then? That'll be more Tisha B'Av oriented.
How are you planning on approaching Shabbos?